Sundays and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge says she will order sworn testimony by the Trump administration to determine if they complied with her orders to facilitate the return of Kilmara Brego Garcia. Legal analyst Laurie Levinson.
She's getting down to business, and she's not going to allow any more games by the administration with regard to what, if anything, they have done to facilitate his return.
A day after the White House said it's freezing billions in grants to Harvard, President Trump went further, saying perhaps it should lose its tax-exempt status. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The president believes Harvard should apologize to its Jewish American students for allowing such egregious behavior.
But says John Fansmith with the American Council on Education.
If anyone is owed an apology here, it is certainly not the administration.
Jury selection begins in the retrial of Harvey Weinstein. The 73-year-old has been at New York's notorious Rikers Island jail since his rape conviction was overturned last year. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A Wisconsin teen is accused of killing his parents to fund a plot to assassinate the sitting president and spark a revolution. That's according to the FBI. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
17-year-old Nikita Kassup from Waukesha allegedly aligned with a neo-Nazi group and planned to flee to Ukraine after getting explosives and a drone. Federal documents filed last week revealed he discussed hiding in Ukraine with a contact there. Investigators say they uncovered a manifesto calling for the assassination of the president with goals of bomb-making and other terror activity. Kassup is currently in custody on a $1 million bond, facing multiple felony charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. He's accused of killing his mother and stepfather at the end of February.
Did you know that you can help endangered animals when filing your taxes? Brittany Merlot explains.
And it's tax day, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding you that you can help protect rare plants and endangered animals through your income tax forms. Donations will be matched and go directly to conservation efforts. Officials say there are over 400 wildlife species and 300 plant species in the state that are either endangered, threatened, or their population is declining.
The ODC in Wisconsin Rapids announces a new president and CEO. The Board of Directors of Opportunity Development Centers announces Aaron Smith has been hired as the next CEO of ODC. The board thanks Julie Stren for the past 5 years at the helm. Julie will leave ODC in May, and Aaron will officially join the organization on May 5th. You can meet Aaron and wish Julie farewell at the three ODC locations. On May 7th, from 4:30 to 5:30 in Wisconsin Rapids, May 14th, from noon to 1 in Marshfield, and May 14th in Stevens Point, from 4:30 to 5:30. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A bad night for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' first night back at home, and they lose to the Tigers 9-1. Detroit was up 9-0 by the fifth inning. Pat Murphy says the Crew didn't lose like this last year.
Yeah, this is the fourth time we've been blown out in 17 games. We didn't get blown out four times in 162, I don't think. But this is the fourth time in 17 games, so that is concerning.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for the playoffs. They face the Pacers Saturday at noon. Head coach Doc Rivers on how the team looks heading into that best of seven series.
I like some of the things we're doing. I actually think we need the week of practice. I really do. I think we can really hone in on some stuff that we want to do, especially with Giannis handling the ball more. There's some things we feel like we need to get better, and I think we can do that.
The Phoenix Suns have fired head coach Mike Budenholzer. After just one season, they finished with a disappointing record of 36-46. Budenholzer led the Bucks to an NBA championship in 2021. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid-20s. More sunshine than clouds for Wednesday. Warmer with a high in the mid-50s. Some showers and storms Thursday. And becoming breezy. High temperatures well into the 60s. Right now, it's 48.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
A new texter on our text line said this: I think any other president would take these protests very seriously, but our current one couldn't care less. Anybody remember, you know, Nero fiddling while Rome burned? You get a little of that vibe here? The man's off golfing over the weekend as the world economy is lit on fire and nosediving. Can't be bothered.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 3:30, we're talking with Wisconsin Representative Karen DeSanto about the future of public education funding in Wisconsin. She knows a bit about this and how to serve kids as the former CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of West Central Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I do my own stunts, which includes sitting behind this microphone. It is great to have you with me on this Tuesday night, a sunny Tuesday night here in Northeast Wisconsin. Hope it's beautiful wherever you are in our fair state, in our phenomenal state, I should say. Wherever you're joining us from, welcome. We have a great show tonight. Conrad, we got a great show.
We do.
I need a voucher.
We got okay. A great show.
All right, good. I thought so. Yeah, we got a lot going on tonight. We're going to do one of our fun Nightlight quizzes tonight with one of our guests. Heather Heil will be here at 6:35. Heather is kind of the genesis. Like I think she took our first Nightlight quiz, and I thought she was an expert at Friends because I said, how much do you know about Friends? It was the anniversary of the day the show dropped, and Heather said her response was, we were on a break, which is what Ross says about Rachel. So I thought, oh, she knows everything. She can handle whatever we throw at her. And I think she went 0 for 10. Well, she said, I'm not an expert. I said, well, why did you respond like that? Like, I felt horrible about it. You know, because she's a really sharp, intelligent person. But I think she bit off more than she could chew that night.
Well, did you make sure she's an expert on the topics that we're going to do?
I think she's an expert enough. I did a little bit of research. She said sports movies. I kind of expanded that to movies that were shot in Wisconsin, and I added some Packer movies in there. So I think she'll do okay. I think we're staying in her wheelhouse. Heather Heil will be here at 6:35 tonight. She's always fun because she comes into the studio, and she will be here to tell us what's going on at the Green Bay Children's Museum. She's the business development director there. That's her day job. She's also very tied into everything going on in Green Bay. So she might have some draft information for us.
I'm excited for that. Yeah. I need all the information I can get.
It sounds like you had something backfire on you. You had a place to stay.
Well,
even though you have your own crib here.
Well, all right. So the plan was, is that, you know, I have some friends coming up from, you know, down south and one from Rhode Island. And, well, the plan was we were going to split with one of my friends. He has a cabin in Oconto. And then I have an apartment down here, so it was going to split, you know, just...
Perfect.
But turns out we can't use this cabin until Saturday. So now I have I have a lot of people staying at my apartment.
So now you're going to go up on Saturday, and it's going to turn into like a horror film, like a cabin in the woods. It's like seven friends got together,
you know, actually,
to enjoy the draft.
What's actually funny about that is we did a prank at one of our friends doing that once. We stayed there a couple times already, and one time he was... in the camper that's the outside of the cabin. We played bear noises.
You played what?
Bear noises.
How'd you get bear noise? Who has bear noises at the ready?
YouTube. Oh, wow. You got a speaker, okay. And then we started like pushing the camper a little.
Oh, that's funny.
And he calls us and goes, guys, there's a bear outside.
You know, you have to be scared. You have to be careful when you scare someone. Like when I was, I think I was like late high school. My buddy Rob, we all hung out at his house. He had a full court basketball hoop. We're playing basketball. He has to give someone a ride home. And we all pulled out like we were leaving. There was like five of us. So the second he was out of sight, we went back to his house, parked behind the garage, and we all went inside the house to freak him out. So he gets back like 10 minutes later. We all are like upstairs hiding in his room, in the hallway, in the bathroom. We're going to freak the living daylights out of him. Well, we hear him get in the house. His family was out of town. They were up at their cottage, and he's got his dog, Buffy. We hear Rob come in, and the house is dark, and he's already scared. He says, Buffy, get up there. Go on upstairs, Buff. Come on, Buffy, go on there. So he's obviously freaked out. We're all hiding. You know that feeling like you have to go to the bathroom because you're so intense and you have to, you're hiding. We're all nervous to scare him. We all jump out and he freaks out. He's holding a knife. Like, that's how scared he was. Like, one of us could have died trying to scare our friend who obviously had a lot going on in his head. I don't know who he thought was there. It was like Ed Gein or Dahmer or something. Dahmer hadn't even happened yet. But oh my God, like, you really have to be careful if you're going to freak people out, you know?
That reminds me of a time I had some friends in my basement when I lived in Campbellsport, and my parents were gone, and I had two cats, and a cat made a noise upstairs, and for some reason we all thought it was someone intruding.
A meow.
So I grabbed like a screwdriver from the basement.
Oh man.
And I had it. I was like, guys, I don't want to go out like this.
And you stabbed your own cat.
No.
That's good. All right. So we got sidetracked. Heather Heil is here tonight. She's going to take one of our awesome nightlight quizzes. It'll be really fun. She's a blast. She'll tell us what's going on at the Green Bay Children's Museum. And then this is kind of fun too. I've talked about this a little bit last week after the Wisconsin Film Festival. Brewmaster at Flick's Brewhouse in Madison. I talked to him today. Dave Hansen is his name. Great guy. Great brewmaster. He's got a really cool gig. I mean, the guy walks around this awesome movie theater and creates beer. What a gig.
I forgot to tell you. I tried the Nightlight beer over the weekend.
Oh, you
took it home? Yeah. Oh, it was... I usually am not a fan of IPAs, but it wasn't... It didn't have too much of that IPA taste. It was fruity. It was nice. It was
refreshing.
Enjoyable beer.
I'm glad to hear that. I bought one of those Athletic. That's all the rage right now.
Yes, those are actually really good.
I had their hazy IPA thinking, oh, that's what Dave made. Maybe it'll taste like the Nightlight beer, but it doesn't have alcohol. It's not alcoholic. So I tasted it, and it tasted like I was drinking a liquid pine cone. It was not good. So, but I knew at the film festival, people in the bar that weren't drinking were drinking Athletics. So I got to try the Golden. I think it's called Golden. So yes. I'll try that one next.
My brother really likes that one.
Okay. All right. I'll try that too. Because anyway, Dave will be here. He's a great brewmaster. He made this great beer called Hazed on Radio, Nightlight inspired. And he told me that it was selling 2-1 over all the other local brews that Flick's was offering. So today I found out there's still some left. So we're going to try to make a mad dash here to the finish line and get this Nightlight IPA, this Hazed on Radio, sold. So Dave will be here at 7:35. That will be fun. Last night, we had I thought that was a fun question. What's your favorite chick flick?
Oh, yeah.
So tonight's question is kind of a tangential revisiting of that in a way. It's female geared. And I will tell you what the question is right after this.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Who is your favorite female sitcom actress? I guess I could just say, who is your favorite sitcom actress? Not, I don't have to say female, because I think that's implied. Who is your favorite sitcom actress? There are so many. And I think if I were to start, you kind of have to say, I mean, I have to say Mary Tyler Moore, because she was so influential for women in television and opened a lot of doors. I read this article recently where she stood up for the network. She had been on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Hollywood loved her, but she said she didn't want to be married. on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. She didn't want to be divorced, and she didn't want to have a boyfriend. And the studio didn't know what to do with that. So she and her husband at the time, Grant Tinker, the other partner in MTM Productions, walked away. They said no. And the studio caved. And they said, we want oversight over every script. And they said, okay. And then they just kind of did their own thing. And the show was a massive hit. But when you think about that, in the early 70s, a woman who was the lead in a sitcom had to either be divorced, married, looking for love, or have a boyfriend. And Mary Tyler Moore said no. So she's on my list just for that alone. That takes major guts. But I think from pure laughs, I'm going to say Laurie Metcalf from Roseanne. Brilliant, brilliant comedic actress. And to me, the best thing about that show, even though I love John Goodman. And I would give Julia Louis-Dreyfus a second. What do you think, man? You got one?
I do got one. And I was thinking about this, and I think it's Lisa Kudrow as Phoebe Buffay.
Oh, she's great, yeah.
Every time she's on camera on the show, it's a laugh.
Yeah.
So funny, and I think she's better than any of the other characters on Friends. So
really?
Yeah.
So she's your favorite friend?
I think it changed because it used to be Chandler, but Matthew Perry,
yeah.
I think Lisa made me laugh a little bit more.
She's very funny, very, very talented. This will be interesting because Matt Miller will be here tomorrow night. And he said he did a Facebook post the other day where he's rewatching Friends and he's really digging it.
Yeah.
So we'll ask Matt about that. And hard to argue, Lisa Kudrow's great. She had another hit in the comeback. And I think anytime someone can have two hits as an actor on a sitcom or a comedy, that's pretty impressive. So mine, Mary Tyler Moore, just from a trailblazing standpoint, Laurie Metcalf from a funny standpoint, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus from, as Elaine on Seinfeld, top to bottom, just great. Conrad says Lisa Kudrow. So what do you say? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. Very easy to use. If you haven't downloaded the Civic Media app, get to it, folks. It's so great. Or you can text us on the stream if you're watching on X or YouTube or Facebook and WGBW, right?
You got it. YouTube, Civic Media, and WGBW, and then Twitter, WGBW or Civic Medias.
Get a hold of us, folks. We'd love to read your texts on the radio. Who is your favorite sitcom actress? I thought this was funny. I'm on Blue Sky. I'm trying to like create this identity. I've had people on this show. Charlie Baron has 800 million followers. This Craig Benzine had 1 million YouTube followers. All these great influencers. And I got to get more. So I joined Blue Sky. And again, I'm getting all the girls looking for love who aren't really girls. And they say the same thing. In their profile, I've had 4 people follow me in the last 3 days. And it says, all I seek is love and peace of mind. All 4 girls, verbatim.
All of them have the same thing.
All has the same thing. This has to be some operation out of Moscow. We'll get to the bottom of it, folks. Heather Heil here in studio at 6:35. Brewmaster Dave Hansen at 7:35. When we come back, we're going to talk about more really fun stuff, including Katy Perry going into space. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Go!
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A North Carolina Supreme Court candidate who lost by 734 votes and refused to concede got help from the state appeals and Supreme Courts in his partisan battle to invalidate as many as 65,000 voters. His case is now back in federal court. April 4th, the North Carolina Appeals Court, on which Judge Jefferson Griffin currently sits, supported Griffin's position that 60,000 voters voters were never properly registered, and that as many as 5,000 military and overseas voters didn't supply ID when they registered to receive their special mail-in UOKAVA ballots. April 11th, the North Carolina Supreme Court allowed the 60,000 voters to stand, but gave the approximately 5,000 military and overseas voters only 30 days to provide missing information or be disqualified, and a federal judge ordered that the race not be certified. April 12th, the League of Women Voters filed a federal class action lawsuit on behalf of those military and overseas voters. Griffin's opponent, State Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs, appealed in federal district court April 14th. In a blistering dissent in the state Supreme Court decision, Justice Anita Earls wrote, "Some would call it stealing the election, others might call it a bloodless coup, but by whatever name, no amount of smoke and mirrors makes it legitimate." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back. Tom from New Berlin checks in, says, "Vintage is the Golden Girls, recently Jean Smart and Hannah." Oh boy, Jean Smart. I got to add her to my list too. And Hannah Enbinder, great comedic chemistry. Nice. Very well done, Tom. Anna from Madison says, "Hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite sitcom actress is Valerie Harper. I loved her as Rhoda. I also like Leah Remini and Patricia Heaton." There you go. Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond. Leah Remini from King of Queens. Two great shows there. Very well done. Thank you, Anna. Paula, Conrad's mom, checking in, says, "Betty White is the funniest." Hard to argue with that, Paula. Another one I just kind of didn't think about. Betty White from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. I think she was on the Golden Girls, too. Great responses so far. Bridget from the 818 says, "Betty White is very funny." Another vote for Betty White. Bridget says, "Grandma Peg says Lucille Ball." Another trailblazer. Great responses. Tom from New Berlin also says, "Mary Tyler Moore was a boyhood crush." Yeah, for all of us, Tom, no kidding. Beautiful, beautiful, funny, great actress, and a TV trailblazer. A treasure, Mary Tyler Moore. Craig Anthony Kinnett checks in on the stream and says, "When I was in high school, I thought that Suzanne Summers was a brilliant actress for all the wrong reasons." Today, I'd say that Tina Fey is up there as well as the sister on Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That's a great text, Craig, top to bottom. Thank you for coming clean with Suzanne Summers. Bad choice. Anyway, he says, and then Tina Fey is great too. But the fact that you can't remember the name of the actress on Always Sunny in Philadelphia probably says she's not in Tina Fey's league. And you know what? Suzanne Summers was good on Three's Company. She played a ditzy kind of airhead very well. And I don't, she's not like that in real life. So you could argue she's great. So great text so far. Bridget from 818 also says, "Eden Schur from the Middle." So funny. Who is that? Do you know who that is, Conrad?
Going to the Google right now.
Go to the Google. Eden. Maybe that's a voice text. I don't know who Eden Schur is. That doesn't sound familiar.
No, she is in the Middle. She plays Sue Heck in the Middle. I've never seen.
Oh, Sue's very funny.
I've never seen the Middle, so yeah.
It's got nice moments. That's a great choice because I kind of remember that show and I remember her standing out. Yeah, Bridget says Sue Heck. And Patricia Heaton, I think, is the mom in the Middle too, right? So that's another hit for her. She's a two-timer. But Sue is very funny. So, all right. Heather Heil is coming up. She's going to take one of our nightlight quizzes. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite sitcom actress? I said Mary Tyler Moore, Laurie Metcalf from Roseanne, and Julie Louis-Dreyfus from Seinfeld. I know I'm listing three. I don't know if that's allowed or not, but it is my show, so there you go. Conrad says, Lisa Kudrow. Tough to argue with that one, too.
Yeah.
Another great one. Tyler from the Wisconsin Rapids says, I loved Bailey from WKRP in Cincinnati. Whatever happened to her? Isn't that part of the intro song, Tyler? Whatever happened, I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati. Maybe she's still there. Yeah, Bailey was great, because everybody, like, Lonnie Anderson was like this blonde bombshell, and I remember everybody in school talking about how, because she's just a bombshell. She's got the blonde hair and she wore those tight dresses. She was a conversation piece for middle and high schoolers. But Bailey had the smart, pretty, sharp, on the ball look. She was great too. It was like half the guys I remember loved Bailey. And the other half were like Lonnie Anderson people. Yes, Jan Smithers. That's Bailey, right? No, who's Jan Smithers?
That's Bailey.
Oh, is the actress Jan Smithers?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yes. Nice work. All right, Tyler, thank you. Who is your favorite sitcom actress? There are so many.
I actually do have one more. Allison Hannigan. I'm guessing you can know where
How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah, she plays Lily.
She's from Bandcamp or...
yes, yeah. American Pie.
Right. Bandcamp. American
well, no,
Pie.
That is
She went to Bandcamp. Oh, that was the sequel, right?
That was, yeah. American yeah. Pie, Bandcamp, yes. That's the first time I saw her. But no, she's great in How I Met Your Mother. So, yeah, I'd say those two are mine.
We have... this is interesting. In my beats tomorrow, I talk about Katy Perry, who went into space with five other women. The compliments of Jeff Bezos and his Blue Origin company. I'm so tired of billionaires doing crap that means nothing. How much did it cost to send six women, all wearing bell-bottom pants, very snug outfits, including his wife, Lauren Sanchez, into space for 8 minutes? I know they have to do it because they can do it, but why? Because it's a private company? We've already been to space. We have enough problems here. Stop looking at Mars. We have a planet that works. It's beautiful. It has natural resources if we take care of them. I got to be honest. I could not care less that Katy Perry went into space and Gail King went and Lauren Sanchez and three other women. Who cares?
You see what Katy Perry did after she landed?
Kiss the ground? What did she do?
She kissed the ground.
Yeah, that's what people do. I kiss the ground after I get out of a car when I'm a passenger and someone's speeding. I love the ground. I love Earth. But she, you know, they broke the plane of the outer space barrier and came right back down. Big whip. You almost do that when you're in a 747. And I just don't, unless there's something like they're bringing minerals back to save people, this is so pointless and stupid. It's a publicity stunt. Having said that, I'm going to space tomorrow.
Wow, really?
Elon Musk, yeah.
He's gonna nice.
Send me into space. We're going to do a nightlight broadcast from space. Heather Heil is here, folks. She's the business development director at the Green Bay Children's Museum. She will be here in studio momentarily. We are awaiting her arrival. She will be coming in via spacecraft from the outer space barrier, I think they call it, whatever. Heather will be here, and then Brewmaster Dave Hansen will be here at 7:35. Great fun tonight on Nightlight. Our question is, who is your favorite sitcom actress? So good to have you with me on this Tuesday night here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
All my instincts, they return. The grand facade.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Advocates fear how cuts to federal Medicaid spending will hit Wisconsin's unpaid family caregivers. Joanne Krulotz reports.
Congress is considering at least $880 billion in Medicaid cuts as part of a bill to extend existing tax cuts. Janet Zander with Wisconsin Aging Advocacy Network says impacts of Wisconsin's aging population are already being felt, with many people leaving the workforce to care for relatives. Zander says Medicaid-funded programs like Family Care, IRIS, and CLTS help people remain in their homes and are the reason why many family members can continue working. The extent of the cuts is unclear, but Zander says people should be contacting their Congress members.
A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly would add more regulations to energy projects across the state. The 2025 Wisconsin Energy Reform Act seeks to discourage energy companies from using good farmland for renewable energy projects and outlines the specific rights of affected landowners. Under the legislation, energy companies would be required to provide written notice of their plans to each property owner within 1 mile of the proposed facility at least 45 days before seeking approval from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. If you need to take a hunter safety course this spring, you can sign up for classes in May with the Portage County Sheriff's Office. They'll begin on May 12th at the Rochelt High School. Classes will run May 12th, 13th, 15th, and 19th from 4 to 7 p.m. The required field day is May 17th from 8 to 11 a.m. at the Dewey Shooting Range. The cost is $10 and anyone can attend. The course is designed for students ages 11 to 12 and older. You can register for the course at the DNR website at gowild.wi.gov. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor Mickey Rourke has been asked to leave the show Celebrity Big Brother due to behavior resembling that of Mickey Rourke. That entails using offensive language and mistreatment of others. First, Rourke used threatening and aggressive language toward a fellow housemate, and that was after he had already been warned for inappropriate homophobic comments to fellow contestant JoJo Siwa. And he always seems so well-adjusted. When Roger Ebert really liked a film, he would say two big thumbs up. That makes sense on two fronts. My latest Pete pick is Warfare, a film about a platoon of Navy SEALs on a surveillance mission in Iraq that goes horribly wrong. It has a group of young actors who portray soldiers dealing with real-life war trauma. The film is written and directed by Iraq veteran Ray Mendoza. It's hard to watch at times, but the excellent direction makes Warfare the best war film I've ever seen. My thumbs aren't as big as Roger Ebert's, so I will say two medium thumbs up. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid-20s. More sunshine than clouds for Wednesday. Warmer with a high in the mid-50s. Some showers and storms Thursday. And becoming breezy. High temperatures well into the 60s. Right now it's 48.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Joining us on the show, Representative Mark Pocan. Just a couple of things going on in Washington that we'll be kicking around. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Two, three, four!
a Tuesday night in Green Bay. We are rocking out to some Springsteen here. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. I am Peach Wabba. Daniel Wheeler on the text line or from the social media post says, Amy Poehler as Leslie, is it Canope or Nope? You guys watch Parks and Rec?
I think it's Nope.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I think it's Nope.
Okay, because I know a guy, a comedian.
Nope.
Who spells it that way? He uses the K. And Craig Knitt on the text line. Anyway, Daniel Wheeler says, Amy Poehler, that's a great one too, Daniel. Thank you for playing, my friend. And Craig on the text line says, Caitlin Olson, D on Always Sunny. Oh, there it is. So now, but he just Googled her. I'm sure she's still very funny. He says also Kristen Wiig and anything she touches. Has she done sitcoms though? I love Kristen Wiig.
No, I just think movies, right? Just, I think so. I mean, like Bridesmaids and.
I think you're right. Yeah. And then Craig says, and Marge Simpson for the win.
Yeah. Actually, she has a new sitcom called Palmerale.
Oh, yes, she does. Right. And I've watched
movie,
the show.
Or, I mean, that show is really good. I really love that show too.
Ricky Martin is in there.
It's a funny one.
It's cute. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll check it out.
And Carol Burnett is in there. And
really?
And yes.
Carol Burnett, I just call her Red.
I know, she's in there.
We're tight like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, of course you are.
Hey, that's the voice of Heather Howell, my guest. She's the business development director of the Green Bay Children's Museum. Welcome back.
Hi, thank you. It's been a little while. Good to see you.
Has it?
It has been. It always feels
that way. To the point
where
you were thinking it was getting weird?
Or? Yeah, where I was like, did we break up? Did I do something the last time? Like, I didn't come in studio. I was at home. And he was like, no, we're breaking up. Or maybe it's the fact that I come in here and I'm like, so you told me you want to talk about this, but I'm going to derail everything and we're going to talk about this.
I don't think we've ever had a guest breakup. Have we?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Everyone is welcome.
Don't let me be the first.
No, you were, listen. Okay. I did ask you, though.
I know. You did a couple times. Yes. You're a busy guy.
You're a busy girl.
You got important people.
I do.
You do.
I'm a very important person.
Can I tell you my favorite? My favorite?
Sitcom actress? Yeah. Absolutely.
Is going to be a national treasure.
Okay.
Catherine O'Hare. From Schitt's Creek.
She is fantastic.
Now, she's movies we normally think of her of.
Right.
But she's... Yeah, my favorite in everything. I think she's fantastic. I just started watching her new show, The Studio.
Yep. I started watching that. Yeah.
What did you think, Conrad?
I think it's pretty funny.
You do? I'm having a hard time with it. Like, my anxiety is going through the roof because I'm like, what is he doing? He needs to stop himself.
Wow.
Shocking.
It's Apple TV, right?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The third episode had me like boiling.
Okay, I only got through two, and then I was like, I need a break or a shot or a cigarette or something.
And it's a comedy?
Like, yeah, it's a comedy. Wow. It's actually the acting, I think, is really pretty fantastic. What is the lead actor's name, Conrad?
Seth Rogen.
Yes.
Oh, Conrad loves Seth Rogen.
Does you? Does you?
Wait, listen you're talking to my English. The studio. Do you? You're talking about Palm Royale. Okay. No, I know the studio. Well, okay.
Yeah. The studio. I think it just dropped like last week.
It did.
3 weeks ago it came out, and now they're on episode 4 this week, I believe.
Oh, because they do it
so
once.
Today, actually, they have a new episode today.
Ooh, once very good.
Week. I can't stand that nonsense.
Once I can't either. You just need to, like, binge it. I also, like, really love The Righteous Gemstones, and I can't think of the actress's name that's in there, the woman actress in there. I think she does a really fantastic job. She swears a lot. But she does a like, I feel like she's, like, probably. No, she's really a sweet woman, but she... Because I follow her on Instagram. So the role, I think, is really like out of her.
Patterson.
Patterson. Patterson. Yeah.
She's great. I haven't seen The Righteous Gemstones.
I haven't either.
But I think she's...
It's about a religious family that grows up with a dynasty in like the mega church. And it's pretty funny.
I did see... It's Danny McBride, who I like.
Yes.
But it's... I know there's one scene. I was at a friend's house over the weekend, and another friend who was there said, I have to show you this scene from The Righteous Gemstones. Mm-hmm. And it's Walton Goggins water skiing naked.
Mm-hmm.
Completely naked.
Yeah, there's a lot of him being naked in the show. He just likes to be naked.
He admitted, I don't have a problem with, we're about to get off on a tangent here, but it's been sticking in my craw, and I've meant to make it the question of the night, but I haven't done it yet. All these guys appearing naked. And using prosthetics.
Is it prosthetics?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
How do you know?
Because about 3 weeks ago, I started going, wait a minute. All these dudes. No, I'm sorry. The guy from White Lotus season 2.
I haven't watched that yet.
Okay. If you watched, Westworld? And then this, Walton Goggins, who said he had a prosthetic. And I'm like, women have been naked for years. regardless of their endowments or body types or whatever. But why are men, if you're that bold, be naked.
Yeah, be naked.
Expose yourself.
Show the real self.
Show the real body.
Yeah. Baby Billy, I don't think that was real. I'm just going to say.
Who's Baby Billy?
From the Righteous Gemstones. Okay. There was the jet ski guy. Yeah, that, there was another scene where he just is like standing there. And I'm like, whoa.
I mean, it's might as well be AI.
Conrad's. Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I have a problem with that. I feel like.
Women do it.
Because
when
I was naked
too.
In a movie, mm-hmm. I didn't have that option.
What movie was this? Whoa. Wait a minute.
No, I've never done it. And we used to have this conversation around the dinner table sometimes. I remember my brother was pursuing acting. It was a long time ago. And it was, would you show your butt in a movie? Would you show this in a movie? And he's like, no, I wouldn't. Like on a moral thing. And I'm like, look, if Robert De Niro did it in Deer Hunter, he ran naked down the street. You know, it's just a body. So what? You know,
so
I mean,
you would do it. So how,
well,
do you
I don't know,
know
if I do it now. I
but
look
from
disgusting,
the film
but...
perspective, do you know ahead of time that there's a nude scene? Do
yeah,
they tell
they go
you?
Over it with you. Yeah, that would have to be worked out ahead of time and probably contractually. So I don't know. I just think it's unfair. I think it's sort of, and I'm not, look, I consider myself a good guy. I'm typically on the side of people who are trying to strive for justice and social justice and gender justice. I just think it's not fair. Like, I want to say, I'm sorry you have a little thing, but so what? It's a movie. People, you know, George Costanza had shrinkage and they did a whole thing on that.
About that.
So
they
people
did.
Know about it. They know they're not expecting you to put your best foot forward
know,
when you're naked in a movie and it's cold.
Pete, I feel that the movie Pretty Woman, that Julia Roberts used a body double in some of that.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's never been done.
Right.
With women,
so I feel that women sometimes do it too. I see what you're saying about equality.
I'm done with, like, let's just be ourselves. Let's not, everything doesn't have to be, and part of this to blame, in my opinion, is like the Kardashians and like having all these surgeries to try to look like a doll. I have no patience for that kind of stuff.
Well, we talked about this the last time I was here. About the woman. No, oh. About the woman who had a bunch of plastic surgery from the Dumb and Dumber movies. How beautiful she was. How beautiful she is now. Yeah, Lauren Holly. She's still beautiful, but you look at her and you think, oh, man.
She was in my film, The Godfather of Green Bay. She's like, stunning.
She's a beautiful lady. Like, embrace that beauty.
Did we talk about that?
We did.
I typically would not. I don't think I would go. Because I don't know if she's... If you're saying that, I believe you, but I don't...
I feel that, yes, she has. When her forehead does not
I think
move.
She had calf implants.
So, well, I don't know about that. I don't know from that well. Come on now.
All right, so...
Okay, guess what? We haven't talked about anything that we were supposed
to. That's all right. Let's see if we can keep that going. Here's another one. No, Krause, I think is his name, because I saw the K, but I don't have my glasses on. Charles Krause says Betty White, too. That's the third vote for Betty White.
Betty White. Mm-hmm.
And I guess we've got a Todd Michaels comment.
Yeah, on the stream.
Hello,
putting your
Todd.
Best foot forward. Are we talking feet? No, Todd. My best foot. Yeah, that's what I meant. Leave it to Todd. To
I know.
Catch
he's,
that.
He's on it.
If I had a nickel for every accidental innuendo I made on this show, I'd have probably.
But that's what
a couple
makes
bucks.
A good producer, Toddles. We love you. I miss you.
Todd's the best. And is his beard growing back? I haven't seen Todd.
Oh, it's growing back fast.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
He's already rocking the full beard again already. Or?
Yep.
Really?
Well, not the full.
Has he got
I think, but...
Sean Hannish kind of beard going there or what?
He might.
They both.
We need
those
a selfie, Todd.
Phenomenal.
Send
beards.
Us one. Let's see what you got.
Dave on the stream says Christy McNichol back in the day. Oh yeah, Family. Remember that show, Family?
No, I don't know that.
I don't either. I'm not old enough. thank you, Dave. All right, so we don't have to. So, all right, we've tackled prosthetics. We've tackled, what do we got here? So you brought me leftovers, and I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, I did.
And I want to apologize. I told you I'm fasting. I'm doing a 36-hour fast. So I hate when people bring in stuff that smells great. Not that you would do it, because it's the thought that counts, but it tempts me. And I don't even get that hungry. Like, it's not that difficult anymore, but man, that smelled good.
It was good. I went to Copper State with my friend Craig and Dan, and we had some little snacky snacks, and we had the Thai Brussels sprouts from there and their bruschetta, and there was, of course, leftover. It was terrible, Pete.
Did you eat them yet?
It was so terrible, Conrad? Pete. Conrad, it's really good. So terrible. It's so good.
Well, Dan, now you're trashing the establishment.
No, I'm not.
Expect
I just
you
told
to do
it's
that.
Good. No, it was, it's very good, and I thought I would share the wealth. I didn't know you were doing the fasting, so I apologize.
No, it was very nice to be thought of. You had a cocktail with someone from law enforcement, no doubt planning a sting operation here tonight at WGBW.
Always, yeah.
How did that go? Was there good cocktailing? And
I had a little glass of wine, and he had some beers, and one, because you know we're driving and we're responsible adults. So
of course,
just a little something with dinner, and I needed to relax to come in here because I was nervous. Because you know,
oh come on,
I'm just kidding. No.
You, what kind of a drinker would you say you are? Are you a lush? Can you pack it away, as they say? What kind of booze does Heather typically?
I usually during the week will have a glass of wine with dinner, and then on the weekends, maybe a couple of carb lists, but
how big is that glass of wine with dinner? Is it good size?
About a half a glass of wine. No, I don't know. And like a little pour,
Four ounces?
Yeah. Nothing much. Just
so you
a little
like
bit.
It to complement the meal.
I do.
You're not like on a mission every night. Okay.
And it's not every night either. It's just more of like a... and enjoying the wine and the dinner.
I'm going to segue into the Children's Museum after I find out how much you drink.
Yes.
Where do you stand on day drinking?
Depends on the day.
Yeah. I have to say, I haven't had a drink in quite a while, but I used to love when I didn't have anywhere to go and it was like a sporting event.
Packer games are my favorite. If there is a noon game and you are out there at 9 a.m. amongst all of that, Yes.
It's fun. When I lived in L.A., the game started at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd get our spot at a place, and I'd drink Bloody Marys. And
perfect.
My team would have lost, because I'm a Bear fan, they would have lost by 1 o'clock, and I can go home, take a nap, and then wake up and watch the
perfect.
Sunday night football game. But it's fun. I mean, I love good Bloody
Marys. It's a social thing for me, to be with my peers and just having fun and a social thing. It's not usually a crazy...
That's how it starts, though.
Yeah, sometimes it does, though, where all of a sudden you're like, whoa... Fun wheel is calling. Woo!
We have a text for Heather.
You do?
Yeah, from the 920, listening in WGBW. 920 says, snacky snacks plus beer plus Heather equal fun.
Yes.
Could that
my
be
people.
Your law enforcement partner there?
I don't know.
Does that number look familiar?
No, I don't know who that is. No.
But you sound, I'm getting a nice, I can smell a little bit of alcohol in your breath, and that's
can
making
you really?
Me feel good. A little bit. Not
it was
an
just
obnoxious
a little
amount.
Pinot. Yeah. Really? I'm sorry.
The Pinot is the worst. That's what they, that stays with you. All right. So we have a lot to catch up on. Are we already up?
920. Why don't we have a 920 day? Like on 920, why don't we celebrate that?
Well,
can we have a day? It's 920 day.
And that's like 420, like you just...
Yeah, but you just do other things, like have Brussels sprouts and wine.
So wait, I think this is your law enforcement friend, because I think that's what I asked, and they responded, yes.
Hi, Craig.
I don't know him well enough to call him Craigers.
Don't call him Craigers.
He doesn't like that, right?
You can call him
I don't think I
Officer
would like that.
Craig, you should call him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If my name were Craig and someone called me Craigers, I would probably try to make a citizen's arrest.
Probably.
For harassment, because I don't like that either.
I'm still trying to figure out Conrad's little pet name, though. I don't have one for him yet.
K-Rad.
Con.
Okay. It's Con.
The Con man.
Con. I know, but it needs like a Y, a sing-songy thing, like Craigers and Paddles. And, they're just more.
Connors.
Mino called me Convoy for a while.
Convoy.
Did that stick with you?
No.
By anyone other than Mino?
I don't think so.
Jim did it too, didn't he? Didn't they both call you
Con? Nah, he goes by Con. That's it.
Jim bailed.
Con.
Jim Bales.
He didn't want to give Mino the satisfaction.
Conair.
Mm-hmm. Conair. Oh,
yeah.
That's a good one. Conair with a K.
Yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Tom from New Berlin says, Pete, I love Earth until I hit my golf club into Earth instead of the ball. Well, that's why I don't golf.
I feel that. I feel that.
I would still kiss the ground after a bad golf swing. How do you pronounce this, Heather? Rin? Ryan? Probably Ryan.
I would say maybe Rain. Rin? Ryan? Rain?
From Madison, let's just say.
R-Y-N, Rain?
From the 608.
From Jane the 608.
Cleese, okay. Daphne Moon on Frasier. Oh, yeah, she's great.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
She's fantastic. Okay, we are coming right back. How are we doing on time here, Connor? Oh, we're good. Okay. Heather's here. We haven't even gotten to one question yet, so we're going to jump into the question. She's going to tell us what's going on at the Green Bay Children's Museum, And she's going to take our movie and Wisconsin sports quiz. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Get a sneak peek at the 2025 Wisconsin football team. Join us April 19th for Wisconsin Football Spring Showcase presented by UW Credit Union. The day kicks off with the Coles Kids Combine, followed by Badgers Open Practice at noon, featuring new faces like quarterback Billy Edwards Jr. and offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes. After practice, head to the field for photos with Badgers student-athletes. Tickets are $5 and free for football season ticket holders, UW students, and kids under 12. Claim your tickets for the Wisconsin Football Spring Showcase at uwbadgers.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
What is that?
Draft guide that I found over at Copper State. And one of my favorite things so far for real with this draft is all of these pamphlets with everything that's going on. So even if you live here locally, you need to pick these up and look at what's going on in your community, because it's like really fun stuff. But I did learn about Delavan. Have you ever been to Delavan?
I did stand up there in the 90s.
It looks like it's a cool place. I've never been to Delavan before, and I kind of...
The Delavan Brick Road.
I kind of want to go there. It says recreational lakes, dining, pristine golf courses, a historic downtown, great shopping, beautiful parks, unique attractions. Delavan.
Yeah. Road trip.
Who knew?
Hey, this is Peach Wabba and Nightlight. Welcome back. Hi. So where did you get... Why is Delavan in the draft? Are people trying to get people to get hotel rooms in Delavan for the draft?
Go tour our state and see everything that's great here. But I'm telling you, if you're local, pick these things up. Because there's cool stuff going on.
Todd Michaels, who made the inappropriate joke before, said that the hotel rooms aren't... There are still some left, I guess,
correct,
for the draft.
I've heard the same.
What do you make of that? You're a Green Bay girl.
I think that there's a couple different factors going on with the hotel stays, because I've heard from people that are renting out their houses. Anyone that I know that's renting out their house, aside from the mayor... which I don't know if he is or not.
He's doing that?
I think so. He was going to. They all know the people that are staying in their house. Like, my brother-in-law is coming from Florida and staying in my house. So it's not any new random person just coming in. But, I mean, I'm sure there's that happening. But I don't know what's really happening. I don't think we know what to expect with this draft. It's going to be busy. Is it going to be all local people? Maybe. But I hope it brings in new people.
Was you will not be able to get a hotel room. Mobile, Alabama is going to be booked. Like it was.
Yeah. Doom and gloom with everything.
But
and there's
not.
Yeah. There's still availability with rooms. And granted, you get closer and the rates are going to go up.
Yeah. Like,
that's going to happen. I've also heard, traffic is going to be an issue. And, to be here. Well, stay off the it's like a Packer game. Stay off those major roads. You know, the back roads people.
Yeah. Conrad and I are staying at Jim's house that week.
Are you the ones renting?
We got the
yes.
Bunk bed.
Okay, perfect.
He's got bunk
You're
beds.
You're sleeping here.
He and his
That's
wife
awesome.
Usually sleep in the bunk beds, but Conrad and
but
I are
you are
take
going
them.
To take it. Where's the dog going to go?
Well, actually, you see that chair behind you? That's where I'm sleeping for the draft.
Hey, you know what? That's not a bad idea. Bring an air mattress. We've got Steve says Gilda Radner, still the funniest of the Saturday Night Live actresses. Gilda. That's a great text. Thank you, Steve.
That was. And did you actually see the Saturday Night Live documentary on Netflix right now?
I still have not seen it.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I've heard it's really outstanding.
And Craig, fantastic.
Officer Craig confirmed that was Craig.
Oh, it is. Craigers. Hello, my friend.
Snackety snacks plus beer plus Heather equals fun.
Okay, so let's talk about the draft and the Children's Museum.
Let's talk about the Children's Museum because this is a big day for you.
It is a big
day for
us.
Tell us, please, why this is a big day for you, Heather Heil, and the Green Bay Children's.
Today.
Yeah, you almost forgot.
My 13th anniversary with the Children's Museum of Green Bay.
Where's the
bell? Do we have like a ding, 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 ding? Yes, 13 years I've been serving the community and the families and our museum, and we're growing and doing all sorts of crazy stuff. We're in a capital campaign right now.
Wow.
So we're building on. So if you'd like to be a part of that fun, please give me a call or email.
Yeah. I'd love to. So how would people do that if they wanted to get a hold of you for something like that?
Through our website. I'm right on there. You see my photo and you can... Look right there.
Right. Okay. That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, congratulations. So, 13 years at the same location.
Same location.
And you're still crushing it. And you must still love it.
I do. I love it so much. And it's always changing. And even with this draft, like it gives me reason to be creative with things of like, okay, the draft is coming to our community. How can we involve families in that? So we came up with this really brilliant idea to have families in our community. So you listening out there, not necessarily tourists, here because kids have off of school, you're looking for things to do, can come to the museum and you can tailgate together in our parking lot before we open. So bring your tailgate stuff, let your kids tailgate. We'll have some fun kids games. And
that
then inside, we're going to do like a STEAM event with the draft. So it's a ticket tailgate takeover. So the Green Bay Packers are allowing us to let your children sign up to be on the season ticket waiting list for Packer tickets. You'll get a little sticker. It'll be like a mini combine. So we'll let you do, you know, no contact, like running, and we'll find you.
And
yeah, that
kind
of thing. As well as their equipment team. The equipment manager, Chris King, gave us a bunch of equipment, helmets and pads and actual shoes that you'll be able to try on and put your hands on and learn and hopefully, you know, do your own little drafting thing. So this is happening on the Friday of the draft. So before the draft opens
next
at noon
week.
That day.
That's a week from this coming
on
Friday.
On that Friday. So we do ask if you are tailgating just to let us know. So I make sure to reserve a spot for you. We are a children's museum. So we ask that no alcohol be brought on premises while you're doing that.
Even the tailgaters?
Even the tailgaters. you're bringing your families. So you can come and do that and then come into the museum. And it's all included with your paid admission, which is $8 a person.
That is a steal. How do you not do that? That's fantastic.
So come burn off some energy.
Is that your idea?
Be a part. Yeah, it was part of
more or
my
less
idea.
Collaborative.
Yeah. I have a team. I have a really great team. Yeah. ChatGPT.
So let's just, I want to remind people of that again after the news, but this is a big day. I want to celebrate Heather because 13 years.
13 years.
And here's the thing. Like, you've been there. I'm sure they, here's the problem though. See, if I were your agent, I would say, I am not married to Green Bay. Don't think I won't take a better gig at like the crazy Guggenheim Museum in New York or something. Mm-hmm. But if they know you're here and you love the area, you know.
I do. Big fish, little pond.
But you don't care.
I don't know. I do. It's a challenging role for me. It's continually changing.
Yeah.
My title keeps changing. The museum keeps changing. Again, I mean, look at even when we had the pandemic with COVID of how we were able to, we're a police touch, like, learn through feel. And we were like, okay, don't touch. And then we were trying to teach children to talk to adults without a mask on and stranger danger. And so that's been really exciting to work through that with families and grow
You can't
together.
Ever leave. You're too much a part of the community.
Thank
and it's
you.
So fun to have. And who would come in here after knocking down a bunch of booze and being
okay,
on the,
easy,
joking,
Tiger.
I'm joking. And Craig
it's
also
warm
said,
in here,
please don't Craigers. You got it,
Craigers.
Buddy. I'm not going to mess
Craigers.
With the police. All right. Heather Heil is here. We'll have more with Heather. She's going to take our sports movie quiz and our Wisconsin
so
movie
good.
Quiz.
Yes.
That's coming up after the news, which you are definitely going to want to hear. Let Civic Media keep you informed. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We're coming right back.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll discuss a new way to vote along with our friend Trigvi Olsen and Tara Ariano with Best New TV Shows. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. After freezing over $2 billion in federal funding for Harvard because it rejected school policy and leadership changes, President Trump now threatens its tax-exempt status. CBS's Weijia Zhang.
It really is the first school to push back in this way against the government's efforts to force change at these universities. Of course, Harvard is not alone. Columbia, Brown University, several others on the list.
The judge in the case of a man mistakenly sent to a Salvadoran prison admonishes the Justice Department for not facilitating his return and orders expedited discovery. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
The bottom line is this judge wants to hold the administration's feet to the fire.
Jury selection begins for the New York retrial of ex-movie studio boss Harvey Weinstein, who's facing charges including two counts of rape. Lindsay Goldbrum is an attorney for one of the plaintiffs.
I'm confident that a jury will find that these acts were not consensual, and they will convict.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.